Hello, everybody, and welcome to the DS9 Minute, the Green Shirt minicast, where I and Rob are watching DS9 for the first time.
Hello.
Along with fellow Cisco nerds, John T. Bolds.
Hello.
And Bobby Blue.
That's right. Back again.
Well, here we are going to attempt to tackle an episode of DS9 in the time it takes to snap your fingers and make a pesky Ferengi disappear. Are we ready?
We're ready.
All right. We're here to discuss Q-less. Producer John, throw up that timer.
Here we go.
The runabout. It arrives. It doesn't have enough power to even open its doors, and I bet it had an Xbox controller for steering. Timely.
Oh,
oh
my God.
Too soon.
Okay. That threw me off, Rob. Okay. Bashir's like basically a walking hard-on, right? So if McCoy was bones, Bashir's just boner?
Oh, I like it. Okay, well, since you brought up Bashir, I love that he's like nerd seducing someone at the beginning. Nerd-ducing. I don't know. Have you guys ever picked up a girl through, or boy, through geeky, nerdy means?
Is there any other way?
True. I don't think how you passed exams is really that exciting. But also, like, you never really want to mistake a post-ganglion nerve during oral. Am I right?
That's right. I do like that O'Brien, for all his life experience, can't subtly eavesdrop for crap. It is hilarious to watch him uncomfortably listen and judge Bashir the whole time.
Agreed on the Bashir's game is baffling. Exciting stories about exams and wishing that his potential love interests had more parasites. I'm not sure that works. But it seemed to work. Maybe it doesn't matter if you look like him.
All right. I'll jump over to Vosh, who I just realized, man, she's kind of a culture vulture. Like, it's her ethics are just insanely disgusting when it comes to cultural artifacts.
Oh yeah.
I mean,
oh, yeah.
I don't remember feeling that way in TNG, but this one I was like, God, she's kind of awful.
Well, she has spent 2 years with Q, so.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah, Vosh is back. Fucking A. I didn't know if you guys were messing with me or what, but I'm so excited to see Vosh back. So is all of DS9 going to be tying up TNG loose threads, or is it just season one?
It's pretty much season one.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm excited while it lasts.
Yeah. No, it's fun to see some closure on some things that do get left hanging out. Anybody in the command structure should know how to emergency power override a runabout door. They only brought O'Brien in so that he could recognize Vosh in that scene.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Fair point.
I wonder what it was that Q did that finally broke up their partnership. I imagine maybe it was like being stuck on a long cruise with Alex Jones. Like, maybe. I'm trying to think of what he would do to cross the line.
Mm. Yeah. I think it's still interesting that we still see that characters can't pronounce each other's names correctly. Vash, mm-hmm. Vosh, mm-hmm. Picard, mm-hmm. Picard.
It's lots of P cards.
It's weird.
Totally. Technobabble. Is this the first time we've heard the word technobabble in Star Trek?
Right.
Good question.
I think
love
so.
It. Love you,
yeah.
Q.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. That is the worst essay ever. Those descriptions were terrible. Yes. And generic. It's like various gems. It's like, oh yeah, that'll look real good on the receipt for the insurance company when it all gets stolen. Dude, terrible job.
Thought for sure they were going to get stolen too,
right?
That scene was just put in there because they had an extra 10 minutes.
Yeah, it seems like it's not in a vault. They're not, it's just like they walked through a door. There's like vault. Anyway, it's the new space mall business, safe deposit boxes. And what's next? The space payday loans?
Right. Is it like the gig economy? Like a gig safety deposit vault?
Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's like 8 of them. I mean, ooh, that's good storage. I really like Cisco's response in the mano a mano scene. I love mm-hmm. how his vocal juxtapositions when he's like, "What?" I just love that.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, I had a lot of fun with this episode. Most of the fun is seeing like the difference with how the DS9 crew treats Q compared to Enterprise, especially Cisco versus Picard. Picard never hit me. Of course, you never hit him either, Q, but...
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It was fun. It was a lot of fun. I didn't know I wanted to see Cisco v. Q until Cisco showed up. And I was like, oh yeah, this is going to be fascinating.
And it was a fun scene because, like, Cisco immediately, he's read enough reports to know that it's like, just don't respond. Don't give any indications. So for the first little while, he's not even looking at Q while Q taunts him. Like, good for you, mm-hmm. man. Nice way to hold it as long as you could.
I've probably said this about Q before on the other podcast, probably, but like calling security on Q or like just antagonizing him. Why? When are people just going to learn to be friends with him? If you're just friends with him, he'll do anything you want, right? I'm sure we've covered that.
Yeah. I want to know what the point is of the baghead aliens. Are they like, are they too grotesque underneath, or is their skin like ultra sensitive to like gold pressed latinum? Like
religion,
budget. But that's 100% what I thought. I was like, oh, great. You get three new weird looking aliens for no cost.
That's like the bucket cost head, of a bag. Buckethead masks in AIM in Marvel Comics. They have those like, yellow bucket.
Yeah. Guys, we have gotten so much Q in this sixth season time span of TNG. Like three times. We've gotten more Qs than the London Underground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let me try this one. More Qs than a Trump rally.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
There
it is.
More Qs than the fourth act of Hamlet, huh?
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, Q says that he likes their new tailor, and I'm like, why didn't Garak show up? Garak versus Q? Oh. Well, first off, it wouldn't be versus. They would team up immediately.
I want that pairing now.
Yes.
This week, in what object might Odo be? A wine bottle full of wine. I thought maybe he might be Vash's stone statue or Q's handlebar mustache, or maybe the whole broken down runabout was just him the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess the writer or one of the writers of this episode thought that this was Q's funniest and best material. But since we just got off of Tapestry, I think I have to respectfully disagree.
Yeah.
There's good some though. Good ones. Yeah. But yeah, it's no Tapestry or even the one where he becomes human. All I have to say, Rob, is did we see Odo transform into something this episode? Oh, no, he didn't.
But they did discuss it.
They did discuss it.
It did come up.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
We just didn't see the transformation point.
Right.
I love that so much weird shit happens on the promenade that people on DS9 do not react anymore at all. Shape-shifting people, turning different colors, rotting away right in front of them, Worf threatening people's lives. It's like just another day on DS9.
Yeah.
Yeah, that suffering acting was a little unfortunate. One more Odo point. He really seriously considers a latinum-plated bucket to sleep in, which is a funny line. Funny line, but I can't imagine that would truly appeal to him. It sounds highly uncomfortable.
I really like
a rusty bucket.
Oh, that's true. I really like when Q says to O'Brien, "Weren't you one of the little people?" and that's why he's on DS9 now, because he actually gets some lines.
Yeah, that's right. I love that Vash pulls up a card and gets all nerdy about the stuff.
Oh, my God.
We're like, oh, yeah, this is their connection. This is why they liked each other.
Yeah.
They do just geek out about this.
I also love that. I love Quark in this whole episode. Like, Quark's just being Quark and, you know, trying to get one over on people, getting played. And I love his terrified step back from the box when they transport out at the end.
I will say that he's not great at negotiating this one. He went from a 50-50 split to 22% in under a minute.
Yeah.
I will also say that a Quark auction is portmanteau to a Quarkshin. Good.
I don't buy the Q's obsession or his in love or whatever with Vash. I mean, I get that she makes him wonder, but he's omnipotent. Can't he? He doesn't need Picard's like sloppy seconds. He could find another person or make a Vash, you know?
There's no one like Vash. Speaking of which, I do like that everyone who wants to sleep with Picard is also really good at umlauts for some reason.
Yeah, that's true. I'm just curious if Dax like lost her voice because Terry Farrell doesn't say a single word at the end of the episode, despite being in both scenes that close this show.
Turns out the Crystal Skull was a space manta ray all along.
Was that the Farpoint alien?
No.
I just always have a issue with Major Kira. I love her, but I'm always like, God, how many ulcers does she have? She's just always so intense and uptight. It's like Bajorans are either one or the other. They're like really, really intense, or like they're like, I don't know, Zen gurus or something.
Yeah.
My only problem with this episode really is like Q told you guys what the problem was. You knew it came in on the shuttle. There's not an issue.
Yeah.
Word up.
The sleepy Bashir bit. Actually pretty funny.
Time! I will just add to Cameron's that that's probably why they... I was trying to figure out why they call the episode Q-less, but it's because the crew was clueless about it.
Yeah. Yes. Clueless, yeah.
Hey, great job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we did it.
Yeah, we did. But we're not going to do it for a little bit while longer, guys. As I've said in the last few episodes, we're taking a little bit of a summer hiatus here. Just about 4 to 6 weeks max. I think we're going to record Birthright Part 2 with Veronica Osorio, Alice Wetterlund's co-host from Treks in the City, at the end of August. So that will probably be dropping, I'm going to guess, second week of September. We'll be back with all the regular weekly coverage of TNG and DS9 you have been coming to expect.
That's right. Yeah.
All right. Well, see you on the Q side. Is that a, that's a term?
Q.
Dabo.
Dabo.
Peace out.